From the Colorado Business Roundtable Studios, now back to Connect and Collaborate.
We're so glad you're staying with us for Connect and Collaborate here on 710 KNUS. And now we're bringing you our Brave Leader series. Jeff Wasden is joining me to introduce us to Walker Stapleton.
Hey, I'm delighted to be here. This has been, again, just an incredible series to talk literally about bravery and why it's so important. I've got a good friend, Walker Stapleton, our twice elected state treasurer. Walker, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us today.
Excellent. Always good to talk to you, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, my friend. Hey, let's kind of start a little bit differently than what we've done before. Why should somebody care about this topic? Why is bravery important? You know, why would a listener say, wow, I really want to sit and learn and listen to some of these amazing leaders talk about bravery?
Well, I think, you know, bravery can be in a number of different contexts. There's the bravery of somebody who's willing to put his life or her life on the line for our country and in the military. There's bravery in the face of adversity with people that are dealing with families and the challenges of trying to get a job each and every day. There's bravery in the nonprofit sector, people that are following through on a cause that they believe in and trying to harness the power of contributions to sustain nonprofit activities from the private sector. And then there's, you know, I think the courage that it takes to be involved in public service. And that's kind of where I've decided to cast my lot, and I view it as really a calling to serve other people. And you know, it's really a humbling experience, and it's a privilege to be able to serve Colorado. And I think that really it comes from wherever your inner sense of self is, and if you have a strong sense of yourself and what is right versus what is wrong, I think that you end up being a courageous and forceful and hopefully effective leader at the end of the day.
So, Walker, growing up, who were some of the role models you looked at and were inspired by?
Well, I think most of my role models, I'm both fortunate and blessed, come from my family. My father was able to have a successful career in the private sector for many years, and then he served our country overseas as a United States ambassador, first in the Czech Republic and then in France. And I saw firsthand the impact that he was able to have on other people's lives in a positive way. I saw firsthand him being able to represent America. And there's, as the greatest nation on the face of the earth, that's a pretty high calling overseas. And I would say, you know, public service is kind of always been a part of my my family, and I'm glad that it has. And so usually, you know, it's whether it's my father, it's people that have decided to give back, especially after having successful careers in the private sector, that I really look up to and try and emulate when it comes to looking for role models.
I'm going to make a stretch or a leap here and put bravery in insurance. You know, insurance, great. You hope to never use it. Well, bravery is a trait where a lot of people have that, and sometimes it's not used. Sometimes it goes unnoticed. But when you're in an elected position, Walker, as you are, being twice now elected as state treasurer for the state of Colorado, there's got to be some times where you have had to exhibit bravery, where you've gone against the system. You've had to stand up for what you thought was right, taken on, you know, a particular initiative that probably made you a little bit unpopular in people's eyes. Can you talk a little bit about some of the times in your professional and very public life that you've stepped up and exhibited bravery and service?
Sure, Jeff. I think that's a great question. I think, first of all, to take a step back, anybody that's running for public office, whether you're running as a city council person or whether you're running for a federal office or whether you're running for a state office, first and foremost, you can't be afraid to lose. And coming from that point of view, not being afraid to lose means that you're not afraid to put your principles and what you believe in on the line. And sometimes, as naturally happens when we make decisions in life or when we follow through with things that we believe in, others don't share the same opinion. In fact, all of us are not going to agree on everything. All Coloradans are not going to agree on all, you know, a litany of different issues. The important thing is, once you do get elected, to follow through on your convictions in the face of opposition, and to believe that in your inner self that you're doing the right thing and you're doing it for the right reasons. And that's what I've tried to do in a public policy context as treasurer of Colorado on a number of different fiscal and economic issues. You ask about unpopular stances. I've been engaged in a multi-year, multi-layered battle with our pension system here in Colorado, which has a very large unfunded liability, to try and educate and inform people about how this liability is going to affect school districts and cities adversely across the state. And it's news that nobody really wants to hear, because it's kind of bad medicine from a financial standpoint, and from the standpoint that it's not great news. Nobody wants to hear that they're not necessarily going to get the pension that's been promised to them, or their retirement system is causing the state financial problems. But it's truth. And so I've committed myself, at least internally, to delivering that message, because I think it'll be better in the long run for Colorado. It'll be better for our schools in the long run, better for our cities, better for our kids, better for our grandkids. And sometimes that's a tough message for elected people to deliver, because they're worried that then people will become disenchanted and not necessarily want to support them in the next election. But I think it's incumbent upon people that do get elected to have the courage to follow through on informing people as best they can about, at least in my position, about the financial picture of our state. And that's not always going to be lollipops and rainbows. Sometimes that's going to be hard conversations. But I think at the end of the day, that ends up engendering respect and credibility for an individual. At least I hope it does.
Amen, brother.
Our guest today on Connect and Collaborate is Walker Stapleton, the state treasurer for Colorado, and we're discussing his position as a brave leader here on 710 KNUS.
You know, Walker, you talked a little bit about character, courage, you know, it really that resolve and will to stand up there, knowing it may be unpopular. You know, there's certain aspirations people have, whether it's for higher office, whether it's to just serve, whether it's to just try and make a difference within their family, their community, their school, their church. And so you get these opportunities to really show that resolve and will. And we thank you for that. That's why you're here. That's why you're an elected official. And that's why we're highlighting you on this particular Brave Leader segment this week. So thanks first and foremost,
Jeff,
for your service and what you do. Let's chat a little bit more. Thanks, Walker. A little bit more about some other brave leaders, because we really want to spend this time and really what you learned from there. You mentioned your dad and others that you've admired, but what are some of those traits about bravery and leadership and courage that you've learned from others that you're using to help you fulfill the functions within the elected office that you hold?
Well, one of the true blessings and gifts of being in elected office is being able to be a part of so many great nonprofit and community groups in Colorado that are doing great things, and it's far too numerous for us to cover in this conversation. But you know, I have the privilege of being a Rotarian, and I have a Rotary Club that conveniently meets half a mile from my house. And as you know, Jeff, I have a 7-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old. So just getting out of my house in the morning is a Herculean affair.
thank goodness they look like your wife too, by the way.
exactly. That's true as well. But you know, being able to see a group like Rotary, for instance, and then kind of marrying the good work that Rotarians do with fires and floods and shootings that have happened all across our state, and seeing how groups of people respond all over our state with, you know, an openness of heart and a willingness to be helpful to their neighbor is inspiring. And there's so many different ways that people can give back in life, and public service is just one small way. But, you know, people can give back through their church. People can give back through different community groups, through Rotary groups, for serving on the board of nonprofits that are meaningful to them. And when you actually have a chance to see on a statewide basis, as I've had as an elected official, all the good works that people do across our state in responses to the tragedies that have occurred in our state, it really is inspiring as far as the human spirit goes, that there's a lot of good people out there that want to do good things for their neighbors in Colorado. And that, you know, that makes me proud to be a Coloradan.
That's great. That is just an amazing answer, and I appreciate you, Walker, and your generosity and humbleness in thanking so many others in this state, because we do have so many people that answer that call. You know, where much is given, much is required, and you've answered that call, and as you said, and so rightfully so, recognize so many other brave Coloradoans getting through just the day-to-day minutia, but then those that go above and beyond and take that extra step and those extra, you know, go that extra mile. And it is inspiring, and I appreciate that. So, Walker, let's chat a little bit. We know you're our elected state treasurer. You know, what got you to that point? You know, you've got a well-known family, a very distinguished family, a very respected family in the community. You're elected now, but you didn't wake up one day. You know, you've done some things in your life to position you to take on this call to be a brave leader, to put your name on the ballot and run for public office.
Well, Jeff, I was fortunate enough to have a career and a skill set in the private sector. Before I ran for treasurer the first time, I ran a publicly traded real estate company that was successful and continues to be successful that we were able to take private. It's always better, I think, to have a private versus public company for a number of reasons, not the least of which being all the overhead and costs associated with compliance issues, which are and regulatory issues, which are totally onerous on public companies now by the federal government. But that notwithstanding, probably because of my family, I always saw public service as a really unique way to try and give back and touch people's lives and impact them for the better and follow through on my convictions and what I believe in. So the reason that I was attracted to run for treasurer and the reason I still enjoy serving treasurer of Colorado is that I really am particularly interested in the economic policy issues and how they affect our state and how they impact people's lives and how they're going to impact my kids' lives and their kids' lives and really generations to come. And I really believe that the decisions we make as far as fiscal policy issues are concerned are absolutely critical to the future of the state, whether it be the pension system, how Colorado manages its budget, automatic ratchets in its budget, how we deal with our spending each and every year in this state. Those are the decisions that have a lot of consequence for the health of our state going forward. And I really enjoy being a part of those decisions and trying to at least show some leadership on the issues that I'm passionate about and I care a lot about. And there's many of them. It's not just the pension issue. It's how do we fund education? How do we protect higher education when it's one area of the budget that doesn't have any constitutional protections built in? How do we fund infrastructure in the state of Colorado? How do we make sure that I-70 and I-25 North are well funded? These are the issues that are going to be critical for the state, not just for the next 5 years or 10 years, but for generations to come. And I'm excited, blessed, and fortunate to play a role in helping to make some of those decisions for the state.
That's well said, and I really appreciate that insight and that vision. And I think that's so critical as a leader to understand, you know, the bigger picture and where we need to be. So, Walker, I appreciate that again, and so much of your service and your leadership, your vision, and understanding what's so important to our future, the future of the state of Colorado, our kids and our kids' kids. So, thank you for that. One of the exciting things about this this series is that we give you an opportunity to nominate a brave leader yourself. So, Walker, tell the listening audience, the state of Colorado, who is your brave leader?
Well, there's a lot of them, and I was thinking about that. For a while, and again, I could name dozens and dozens of people. I'll give you one anecdotal example of an individual that I've been very impressed with, and that's Stephen Tubbs at KOA, who most people who commute into work know of in Colorado, who does the morning show with April Zesba. One of Stephen's, I think, paramount passions in life is support of our military veterans, and he has done countless different charitable works for our military veterans and World War II veterans, and he's currently working on a film on post-traumatic stress disorder that I found incredibly moving. The trailer for the film, I believe it's called Acronym. It's going to be coming out on Veterans Day this year, and he also did a documentary feature film called Droughtland on eastern Colorado and the drought-like conditions that area of our state is faced. And he really is committed to trying to educate people through his station in life as a media personality about important issues. And I really salute that. I think that he's really following through on giving back to our community in really powerful ways. So
I think that's amazing. And Stefan is a phenomenal leader, and I do appreciate the work he does outside. This is our first media person that's been nominated, yeah. So we'll have him conduct his own interview. How's that?
Good, fantastic.
Hey, Walker,
I'm sure he'll be good.
Yeah, exactly. Stefan, what do you think? Well, I think. Hey, Walker, it's always great talking to you, my friend. Thanks again
Thank you so much
for all your service, everything that you do each and every day to represent the great citizens of Colorado and your service as our elected treasurer. Have a great day. Thanks for being here.
Thanks again for having me.
Thank you. And our brave leader this week has been Walker Stapleton, State Treasurer for Colorado. And that wraps up our show for today. Join us again next week for another brave leader on Connect and Collaborate on 710 KNUS.